Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Yogi.
I'm Pam.
I'm Brandon.
This is Creativity Wasted.
So my idea, I've been making sliders because I'm also a chef, and I found out how to recreate White Castle. Mm-hmm. And like, I even square the patties, put holes through them with a straw, and then you soak minced onions in water, and then you throw the watery onions on the grill, and you steam the patty through the holes, through the onion water, and then you put the bun on top of the raw meat, and it gets grease in the bun, and then that ends up steaming itself too. So you end up with meat grease in the bun, just like White Castle. So my family has been going nuts for them. They had me like cater over a flat top grill and stuff. So I was like, man, this is so cheap to make and everybody loves them so much. And I don't really just have to rip off White Castle. I could just make my own, even food truck or whatever. But I came up with the best name ever. And I think like people stopped what they were doing at work when they heard it. And they're like, this could go viral. I don't want to build it up too much, but it's already there. Are you ready?
I can't wait.
It's called DM Sliders.
What?
DM like sliding into DMs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see.
DM so Sliders. I want the pictures of the sandwiches to be sultry flash only photography of like a burger in a bed, or like I thought about having dick pickles. And then we have our own special ketchup and it's just called sup with a question mark. And then the sizes would be different emojis. Like it would all be based around that idea. But really, I'm just trying to put some heaven in your mouth anyways, which could be a slogan.
Right.
And you make the bun look like some. A butt. Sorry.
Yeah. I'll buy
you
some.
Could even it would even be good to text your order and just be like, hey, you up? Like, yeah, what you need. Yeah. It's just gimmicky, but I think it's fun.
It reminds me kind of, you know, that the hot dog place in Chicago where you're supposed to insult Wiener Circle. People. So it's like the DM sexed version of the Wiener Circle.
We're all just harassing you when you come in. We're like, hey, when'd you get here?
It's like a comedic food ordering place.
Or even funnier is if all the workers act like they're not involved on the gimmick at all. It's when they're like, hey, sup. And you're like, I don't know. What is up? What do you want? You want nasty buns? All right, fine. Here's your buns.
How would a White Castle burger sound like? Talk to me as a White Castle burger.
I'm a White Castle burger now?
Okay, yeah.
do you like onions? I wrote these all last night.
Funny. I just want to try these burgers of his.
To do the sizes of the order, if they do a small dick pic, it's a small order. If they send a medium dick pic, it's a medium order.
And then the extra large is the emoji that's like...
And you could even make it so if somebody is ordering and they send a dick pic, it doesn't come into the girl working in the restaurant as a dick. It's like filtered through software.
You should get your choice of server, either a girl who's totally down or is very offended.
Get over. How do you add like extras in it?
In the industry, they say L-top, that's lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle.
Yeah.
So you could be like, you want me to take your L-top off?
Okay.
I don't know. Just came up with it. It just writes itself. It's so easy. It's just, let's be sexy with burgers. Like, is it weird just the implication of saying, like, our aprons should have a hole cut in them? Nothing's threaded out, but it's there. Oh, we could have a pickle glory hole? No, that's too much.
Is it, though? You could have the pickle glory hole.
It's like, how famous do we want to get off this?
Or the ketchup thing could look like a glory hole. Well, is it online order only, or is there an actual physical restaurant?
There should definitely be a brick and mortar. Like, it could start as a food truck, but I think you're going to want to go there for the atmosphere. Also, what about placemats with pictures of people on them so you get the sauce all over their face?
Ooh, that's funny.
That's funny.
That is funny.
It's a glory hole place with picture of or photo people's photos, and you can put ketchup on it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd have to make it. You'd have to think about like because like bachelorette parties, like women with like dicks on their forehead, like they like women can like
oh, no.
sex like dildo things.
They can you literally just you just described the downfall of the company. Is it just becomes a bachelorette party place and every day we're like, I'm going to kill myself. This is terrible.
I mean, there's a way to do dick humor that can be like off-putting to women. And there's a way to do it like the bachelorette party that it's not off-putting to women.
Yeah.
So you'd have to really, really think how to make it not just like a perv fest and like just make it silly, but also... sexual.
Is it weird if we sold hot dogs, but the toppings like pepper rings or whatever that you would put on like a Chicago style dog go around the wiener? I don't know. It's just an interesting gimmick, but I don't know if that has anything sexy to do with it. But
I think he's been thinking about this for a very long time. He's
I came up with it last week, and now it's just I'm just flinging ideas at the wall now.
So are the onion rings tight or like loose?
I haven't considered onion rings yet, but yeah, there's a lot of sexy things we could do with onion rings.
Okay.
All right. Here's a valid question. Can we get away with throwing a U in the word come? Like, come on down. Is that wrong? Come and go, does it? Don't they have, or is it a K?
Come and go. Heard?
Come what? And go. There's a gas station called Come and Go. It's in another state.
Yeah, it is.
Is it with a K though?
It should be K. It should be K. Then otherwise...
That's a good question. I'm
yeah. The nation wants to know. The nation needs their thirsty slider questions answered.
It's with a K.
Okay. Ooh, what about like cancel an order? Should we make it like people that have been canceled? Like Michael Richards?
Yeah.
It'd have to be like a DM related cancellation, the Chris D'Elia.
You don't get canceled, you get ghosted.
Yeah. Or somebody said the logo should have an implication that it looks like the Snapchat logo or something app related or apps. There you go. What about the apps?
Emojis are good.
We could have like a oh my God, Grinders. No, that's going to be a copyright issue.
It's a bun and a poop emoji.
A bun and a poop emoji. You know what?
That might go hardcore with fetish stuff. Fetish stuff. Or maybe you have it like before 8 p.m. It's a little sillier.
I was thinking of that too.
And then late night at DM.
Dude, honestly, sliders. It would be cool. Like, we know so many comedians. It'd be cool to get like a comedy thing related to it. Like, it has comedy shows also. And make it kind of like a hip place that stays open late for bar rush. I think alcohol might be a bad idea, though. I don't think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I guess like most restaurants have like the lunch, breakfast, lunch, dinner. They have separate times. So this could have like daytime and nighttime with a different food menu.
Daytime, like, nighttime, F time.
8 p.m. rolls around. All of a sudden, like dick stuff slides down the walls, like the decorations change. Like,
you know what? Oh my God. This is crazy. What if we just give complimentary sides of whipped cream?
Ooh.
And there's nothing that the whipped cream goes on either. It's like hey, go have some fun tonight. DM Sliders got you.
Yeah.
Little cherry on top. Boop.
I'll put that in like chocolate milk.
The whipped cream or the what?
The whipped cream.
I was trying to think of the kids menu. That's rough. I instantly was trying to come up with a kitty something, and I'm like, oh no, kitty pork.
Yeah, the problem. Yeah, even if you make it like kitty pork, even if you make it like if you make it super dirty at night, it's kind of hard to have like a kid friendly daytime thing.
You know what? Like, as the CEO, am I allowed to be like, look, guys, this isn't cool for anybody to do, but I'm just going to let you know I'm cool. And if you want to send me a dick pic, it's all right. I'll grade it for you if you want. Somebody's got to look at it, man. If nobody else is going to do it, who's got you? Brando at DM Sliders. Come through. Bring that nasty dog.
Maybe it's like an old Blockbuster video where you've got like the family-friendly section, and then you've got like, what do you call it? The
18 and over with the disco like beads. Thing,
like the bead doorway that you walk through. And then it's like the seedier section with like a different menu and
it's just a bathroom
vibrating seats and weird shit.
I like it though. That like gags different and gifts bathroom. Back in the day. You could do your 18th birthday party at DM Sliders. Stick around for the dinner shift.
What about 21st?
21st,
because you can drink.
Yeah. We should like if it's your 21st birthday and you can prove it, like prepay for an Uber and bring a fifth or something. We'll let you drink in the back. It's cool.
Only Mountain Dew.
Yeah, we're distilling Mountain Dew in the back.
Yeah,
and we'll share the recipe too. Let's take it home, man.
Also, no shoes or socks. Get those off at the door. You have to send us a foot pick. Oh man.
Anything else with that? I really do like the name. It took me a while to get it.
I didn't want it to be
the right logo. With the right logo, it'd be super obvious.
Yeah,
like the ... chat thing, DM Sliders.
And they can pay extra for like slap your patty. They can come back and make their own.
Slap your patty.
Slap your patty.
I just said it so he would hear it. Are you there? We don't have video. Yeah, that's like a pun fest, DM Sliders. You could probably, everything on the menu, you could come up with something funny about it. Brandon messaged, he's having trouble getting back in.
I would like to try one of his burgers.
Yeah, I'm sort of punishing myself for not getting the joke right away, the DM Sliders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is right. It is really good and lots of good puns and stuff, but I just didn't get it for a few seconds and it killed the intro. He built it all up and then he said it and then that's all
right.
Like,
that's how it is sometimes, right?
Yeah. But let's wrap it up. Any shows or anything you guys want to plug?
I'm going to be at Aqua in Plymouth on April 26th. Big Tommy's in Novi. I'm opening up for Sal D'Amelio on the 19th through the 21st.
April 5th is my 1 year anniversary doing comedy.
Cool. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.